honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Awajin. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. It is, once again, a great pleasure to be back with you yet again today. The sun's shining for the... sun's shining, mostly clear skies. Kind of a little breeze out there, blah, blah, blah. Sky is nice and blue, so to speak, which is what I wish the top seed of the Western Conference is, but I suppose they are blue, more of a navy blue look with gold. It's unofficial, but the Denver Nuggets, the defending world champion Denver Nuggets, are likely going to attain the number one seed as the Minnesota Timberwolves do not beat the Denver Nuggets, do not beat the Phoenix Suns, and finish 2-2 in their last four. Well, bugga. Definitely. Bugga is right. Well, are we going to have the number two seed, number three seed, this seed, that seed? We'll find out. Two games to preview. After four games to review, Phoenix Suns are probably the toughest matchup in the entire Western Conference for the Wolves. I did pick them to win the West at the beginning of the year. There's a reason. They're dangerous. Oh, yeah. you never know. I don't even want to think about or speculate about anything with the Wolves and Phoenix Suns right now. Not at the moment, I guess. We're going to be playing them again. Isn't that great? But in Target Center, hopefully the Timberwolves can salvage the season series there. Win the last two games. Again, lost to Phoenix. Beat the Lakers. Beat the Washington Wizards. Anthony Edwards of 51. That's right, 51. In an extremely frustrating Denver Nuggets game, without a doubt. I mean, we're talking frustrating beyond... I don't even know. It pissed me off. The game pissed me off. It felt like a game that we woulda, coulda, shoulda won, that kind of thing. And we just flat didn't. You know what I mean? That's what bugged me about it more than anything. I don't know. I think the Wolves can beat the Denver Nuggets. The good news is Karl-Anthony Towns will return for Atlanta tonight. Tonight. Why is this stuck on Thursday? Tonight is Friday, right? Friday the 12th of April. Karl-Anthony Towns returns for your future world champion, Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah, I do think the Timberwolves will win an NBA title with Anthony Edwards. I do believe they can, and I do believe they will at some point. It'd be nice if they got it this year, and then who knows what happens after. Let's pile up a couple, eh? Wouldn't that be awesome? But other than that, though, we'll see. Possible playoff matchups, this and that. It's a little bit too early to speculate, but the Western Conference is very difficult. Like, everybody in the Western Conference, there isn't a single team in the Western Conference playoff picture that I'm like, oh, sweep, you know, it's going to be easy. Maybe the Wolves will sweep somebody, but I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of confidence that, you know, like, I'm not overly confident about it. Just look at our division. Even Utah and Portland can be dangerous at times, but no, they're not. Not at the moment. I still got the past stuck in my head, but Denver, Minnesota, okay, see, it's scary. Absolutely frightening. Wolves at 55 wins. Denver is 56. A full game ahead of the Timberwolves. And the Wolves and the OKC Thunder battling for the number two seed. Because you don't really want number three. I think the Timberwolves could beat Oklahoma City in a best of seven. But I don't know. Same with Denver. I think the Wolves could beat Denver in a best of seven. But I do believe home court advantage is kind of crucial in either one. I really do. I'm not fully confident the Timberwolves could win a Game 7 on the road in either city. Maybe in Oklahoma. Denver, I'm not really sure about that. They have the championship pedigree. Jamal Murray, every bleeping time he plays us, kills us. It's really irritating. And the Joker is what he is. You know, it's just, he's kind of unstoppable at times, you know. Phoenix Suns scare the hell out of me. But, okay, let's talk about the Phoenix Suns. An awful game. Friday, April the 5th. Statement game for the Wolves. Some statement we made. We scored 87 points against the Phoenix Suns. It's not going to get it done. 87 points. We kept the Suns to 97, but they kind of toyed with us off and on throughout the game. In fact, the win probability was in Phoenix's side the entire way. Yeah, one of those. It was one of those. The leading scorer for the Timberwolves in this game, Anthony Edwards, was 17, 6 of 19 from the floor, 6 of 19.
Come on!
Yeah, it's terrific, right? Terrific. 6 of 19. Okay, I made my point. Naz Reid, 3 of 13. Yeah. Conley, 1 of 6. Well, we shot adequate from three-point range. Not really. 10 of 29, 34.5%. But at least Nikhil Alexander-Walker, I thought he was probably the best player on the floor. 3 of 5 from outside, 4 of 9 overall. But yeah, he missed a lot of, you know, mid-range or driving to the hoop and all that. Monte Morris was solid in the game, 2 of 3 from downtown. He was solid, but it became garbage time later on in the fourth quarter with, you know, 4 minutes and 2 seconds left. Yeah, the cleanup crew come out. I know, I'm not trying to be rude to him. It's just just what it's become, I guess. Luka Garza, Leonard Miller, Josh Minot, Wendell Moore Jr., and TJ Warren. They all scored and always cute and everything, and they were plus 12. They kicked the Suns' ass. When it didn't matter. The Suns were killing us. It's the only reason we even got to like 87 points, because the cleanup crew did a good job cleaning up. Mike Conley was a minus 27. Anthony Edwards, minus 13. Gobert, minus 26. Reed, minus 19. Jaden, super defense player, I guess. Daniels, minus 10, but of course missed a couple three-pointers because he is wont to do that. In games we lose, pretty much Jaden Daniels missing open corner threes. It's enough to make you want to break the TV screen. But enough about the Denver game for now. We'll get to that shortly. This game was, I pretty much summed it up, didn't I? The Timberwolves got thrashed by a team that's, well, you know, has underachieved this year, to be honest. They have 47 wins, yeah. But they've underachieved this year. 47 wins. They have underachieved this season, no doubt. Didn't the Clippers just absolutely wax them recently? We'll probably talk about that in segment numero dos. Segment two, whatever. I don't need to talk in Spanish. It's not that exciting. Good for you if you do. Yusuf Nurkic, 5 of 11, whatever. Kevin Durant, 9 of 14. We made it look easy. There was a play with Naz Reid where it's like, what is he doing? Like, are you even guarding Kevin Durant, or are you just going to kind of let him walk into the basket? It was weird. You know, I'm a big Naz Reid fan, but that was awful. Like, it was awful. It was like, what the hell? He's got his points. Just let him have it. It was kind of like that. It was really irritating, actually, to see. And this is a game where Devin Booker had 13 points and was 3 of 12. Like, he stunk, too. You know, and yet he was still a plus 19 because other players were doing something. Booker was an absolute mess. He had 7 turnovers, but he did add the 13 assists, so whatever. And the Wolves couldn't bleeping rebound down the stretch. They just couldn't, yeah. Again, Denver game. Yeah, get the bleeping rebound, you guys. Come on, get the rebound. I can't handle it. It's not like we got annihilated in the rebounding category, but the rebounds you absolutely need, you know, that just magically weren't there. Right time, right place. They just weren't, and the Wolves lost to the Phoenix Suns. Los Angeles Lakers, and here it is. What happened on Sunday, April the 7th, 2024? The Wolves and Lakers played each other in Crypto.com Arena. And Showtime and T-Wolves, Los Angeles Lakers, and Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, hosted with hosts Vince Germano and Joey Awajin. Unfortunately, sans Vince Germano for now. It was solo, but it returned after a 9-year hiatus. Showtime and T-Wolves is back. Yep, that's podcast number 6 now. That's active again, I guess you could say. Partially, I wanted to kind of revive it, you know, get the blood going again. So Spotify for Podcasters, you know, the anchor part of Spotify for Podcasters would allow me to move it to where it needs to be, where it's flat out Spotify for Podcasters, because that's what they're doing throughout the month. And if it's an inactive, completely dead podcast, it might not give me the notification. And then all of a sudden, there it was, after, you know, messing around a little bit and changing the logo, which I'm actually really proud of. That looks way better than I ever hoped for. It didn't take long to do either. It's exciting. You know, all of a sudden, there's the notifications, and now they're all in Spotify for Podcasters. The only show that's still floating around somewhere else is Brave the Wild, because it's with the Hockey Podcast Network on Megaphone. So that's an actually really good excuse for it to not be grouped with all the other podcasts. But it's nice to have them all in one place rather than signing in to four or five different passwords in the same website. It's pretty stupid. Four or five different, you know, whatever. Four or five different accounts. That's dumb. So now it's all in one. But also, more exciting at the end of the day is that Showtime and T-Wolves is back. It was really interesting, a lot of reminiscing. When you talk about what took place since the last episode, what was it like right as the Timberwolves were about to draft Karl-Anthony Towns and the Lakers, unfortunately for them, were about to draft D'Angelo Russell. Bloody hell, as Vince Germano would say, when they reacquired him years later from the Utah Jazz. Bloody hell. Yeah, I understand that 100%. yeah, the guy has talent, but he doesn't utilize it properly. He just doesn't. He screws around too much and talks a lot, too. Pretty cocky guy, honestly. Flip Saunders didn't like him. He just didn't. There's a reason. I don't like cocky people either, if you hadn't noticed. I just love Steph Curry. Yeah, sure, I really love him. As for, yeah, Showtime and T-Wolves, it was amazing to reminisce, but also sad as well. Some insanely large names that are no longer with us. Like, we're talking massive names. Flip Saunders, just a few months later, and actually, like, right after the draft, basically said that he had Hodgkin's lymphoma, but everything was going to be okay, really high survival rate, so on and so forth. And then here comes September, and then he has a massive setback where Glenn Taylor announced Flip's not going to be weeks away, it's going to be months. It turned out that Flip Saunders was put into a medically induced coma because he had, my theory is he had caught in a bug that led to pneumonia. And when you're on chemotherapy and you catch something like pneumonia, you're in really, 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 really big trouble. And Flip never came back. Never came back. Yep. Devastating. 2020, we saw the 2020 January, we saw the death of David Stern. He had some type of head aneurysm not long before that. I don't know if he hit his head or what, but eventually died, sadly. I think it was a couple of weeks after that, at age 77, if I remember correctly, David Stern passed away. And then, was it like days later or a week later, Kobe Bryant has the tragic helicopter crash in Los Angeles. Unbelievable. He's heading to go meet some kids at the gym. Just devastating. Crazy, crazy. So that's three massive deaths that have taken place since the last episode. There's plenty of others as well. I don't remember if Jerry Buss had already passed away by then. I don't think he had, but maybe. Obviously, the legendary Lakers owner. A lot of things have happened since then, obviously. Anthony Edwards came around. LeBron James joins the Lakers. Anthony Davis, they win a championship and all that cute stuff. So there was that. So at least the Lakers won a title. We could have celebrated on Showtime and T-Wolves. With me and Vince, but you know, obviously it was a hiatus, so I don't want to make this all about that necessarily, but it is pretty cool to have that one kind of back alive again, potentially. So don't expect them to be released weekly or anything crazy like that, but off and on here and there, even if it's like three or four episodes a year, it's still something. It's fun, you know, or maybe it'll be 10 a year. Who knows? Who knows? But Vince Germano is itching to get back behind the mic because Courtside Podcast has been on hiatus for years now, unfortunately. To the game, generally speaking, Naz Reid, spectacular, 31 points. Great, great effort by Naz Reid. Way better than the last game, 12 of 16 overall, 6 of 8 from the floor. Absolutely dominated the LA Lakers, which was really exciting considering, again, Anthony Davis kills us every time we play them. Rudy Gobert also just had his way, 9 of 13. That's incredible. Didn't have to attempt a single free throw either, which, yeah. You hope he doesn't have to too much because he's not really reliable at the free throw line, if you hadn't noticed. 16 rebounds also for the 2024 Defensive Player of the Year, I hope. Anthony Edwards didn't shoot particularly great, below 50%, but still wound up with 26 points. And Walker, again, Walker. I know, I'm getting the Boston accent because of Antoine Walker. Nikhil Alexander Walker with 15 points, 5 of 9 from the floor. And again, always providing that energy and defensive capability and also helping others as well with 4 helpers in the game. Anthony Edwards and Mike Conley combined for 14 assists in the game as well. Again, a nice, fun, solid win for the Timberwolves. LeBron James, obviously, again, is who he is, but he didn't play in the game due to illness, so I guess you take advantage of that. And Anthony Davis, I don't know if he was hurt or what the deal was, but only played a quarter, so that's another reason why the Wolves won comfortably over the Lakers. That would definitely help. Rui Hachimura did get 30 for the Lakers, 4 of 5 from downtown, 11 of 17 overall, pardon me. And the Timberwolves, though, do beat the Lakers, not comfortably necessarily, kind of comfortably, sort of. It was a 10-point win, but a win's a win, regardless, again, injuries and such to certain players. I don't think the Lakers would be that easy of a matchup in the postseason. Lemon and tomato juice in play here. But I don't think the Lakers would be an easy matchup for the Wolves either. There isn't a single team, really, that I'm just like, oh, that's going to be easy. Like the Denver Nuggets, circa 03-04, were pretty easy for the most part, except for that stupid little guy. What was his name? That little guy that just killed us. The short little 5'9". Was it Boykins? God, that guy was a pain in the ass. I think it was Boykins. I might be getting the name wrong. I might even type it in. I forgot his name. I think it was Earl Boykins, right? He was annoying. He was good, though. I mean, with all the respect, he was very good. Yeah, come on. It doesn't show anything. That should just type in Earl Boykins. I think, yeah, it was Earl Boykins. Yeah, Earl Boykins, that little son of a gun. He was good, though. I respected him, but God, he was difficult. Just 3 after 3. He was all over the court. 5'5". He's 47 years old already. Man. Yeah, I suppose he was like Garnett's age. Basically, right around the same age as KG or Kevin Garnett or whatever you want to call him. But he could definitely be a headache to deal with. Looks like he was done playing in 2012. Had a pretty successful career, to be quite honest. Been with the Nuggets, the Wizards, it looks like the Milwaukee Bucks and such, when they went through those weird phases with those weird colored jerseys and such. You know, I like the Bucks jerseys that were just the classic ones, like 70s, 80s look, early 90s. Just stick with that. Screw all that fancy stuff. I like the classics with the Buck spinning the basketball. Anyhow, why am I thinking about Earl Boykins anyway? I guess he played for the Wizards. Why am I thinking about Earl Boykins? Because he was a pain in the butt to deal with. Watching the Wizards, Anthony Edwards was a pain in the butt to deal with. Chris Finch apparently talked to him behind the scenes, like, you know, I know it's the Wizards, and you know, you're not taking the night off. Give it, you know, you gotta be serious about this game, basically. Anthony Edwards follows up with 51 points, but not before the Timberwolves trailed by, what, 20 points in the game? It was the most ridiculous nonsense I've ever seen. How do you fall down by, like, 20 points versus the Wizards, or is it 18? 20 bleeping points to the Wizards. What are you doing out there, guys? Hello, anybody there? Yeah, it's ridiculous. 46-26. I'm sure most of Target Center was like, we'll be fine, blah, 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 you know, but if you fell behind by 20 points to the frickin' Wizards, it doesn't make any sense. And it stayed that way for the longest time. Then all of a sudden, as the game progressed, it was like, just like there was a nice run there in the late second quarter, all of a sudden it was a 4-point game, and I'm sure the Wizards were like, oh, great, it's over. And I'm sure they were. As they're, quote-unquote, tanking responsibly, I guess. Washington hasn't been good in forever, but didn't they squeeze into the playoffs or something a couple years ago? It was like they just kind of popped up, where they're kind of right back where they've been most of the time, going back to Flip Saunders being the coach there. They just haven't been a good organization pretty much since Michael left. But then again, I suppose after Flip, they had a couple of decent years under our guy. The heck is his name now? Forgetting his name now. Whitman, Randy Whitman, that's who it was. Yeah, I think they made the playoffs twice with Randy Whitman as coach. Crazy. Whitman definitely had a better run with the Wizards than he did with Minnesota as the head coach. Though, of course, he was kind of left out to dry with the Wolves. Definitely not a great coach, but he was definitely hung out to dry, no doubt. But the Wolves thankfully hung the Wizards out to dry as the game progressed. Second quarter was definitely ruled by the Wolves after the Wizards got 44 points against the best defense in the league in the first quarter. It's like, what is this crap? They were scorching the net over and over and over and over and over and over. And it was like, what the heck is this? Jordan Poole, 5 of 13, yeah, because he started missing. 13 attempts, 5 of 10 for Corey Kispert. Corey Kispert. Boy, that's a household name. Patrick Baldwin Jr. Did he run for president in like 1812? Okay. Denny Avadija, okay. Does he have a famous like YouTube or something? I don't know. Anthony Gill, any relation to Kendall? Jared Butler, let's not even go there with any Butlers. I don't want to talk about Butler. Tyus Jones wasn't available. Rashawn Holmes, not available. Injuries or whatever the heck else. Kyle Kuzma, same thing. Yet they scorched the net over and over and over again, but luckily, again, their magic wand. The Wizards literally, their magic wand ran out of magic. They ran out of magic points, and they didn't have any tinctures in Final Fantasy VI or whatever the heck else, the fairy walnuts and Secret of Mana. They were unable to refill their magic points because they forgot. You know, see, they're the Wizards. They're not prepared when they go into battle. You know, you're going in a battle against a tough team and all that, and you start casting these powerful spells, and it's like, dang, they're whooping our butts. But we're still here. Oh, they're out of magic. It's over. Slash, slash. And that's what we did, pretty much. Started hacking them away. We managed to survive their onslaught of powerful magic spells, we'll say, and kicked their butts down the stretch. And Anthony Edwards with 51, driving to the basket and hitting threes, and driving to the basket and hitting threes, and setting other players up as well along the way. Also managed to get 7 assists. Like I said, setting other players up, made all 11 of his free throws. That helps. Get a little trigger happy from outside because he's heat check Anthony heat check Edwards with 51 points. Had some icky games this week, but had some good ones as well. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, great week. 9 of 19 from the floor. 23 total points, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Oh, everywhere. Made a nice defensive play, blocking a shot, and then the guy got the rebound and scored anyway. I forgot who it was. It might have been Kispert. It's like, come on, man. It was so frustrating. But yeah, you could tell the Wizards got, they were on fire, but then again, literally the magic ran out, basically, defensively and offensively. The Wizards' shots weren't falling as much as before. Looks like an epic Knicks and Boston Celtics game, huh? Playing in the background, your recent game, Knicks going into Boston and beating them? They did. Impressive. Impressive, Tom Thibodeau. You could tell he was an 80s Celtics guy. Because every time anybody mentioned the 80s Celtics to Tom Thibodeau, he's like, yeah. You know, just the excitement. Because you don't hear Tom Thibodeau talk like that very much. Still remember that on Mackie and Judd years ago. Naz Reid also kind of lost his cool, unfortunately, in this game. That sucks. Wound up getting ejected, unfortunately. He was a minus 15. I can imagine being frustrated as hell in that first quarter. Got ejected after making 1-3 and missing 5 total shots overall. Missing 4 total shots, making that 1-3, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Conley, respectable, generally speaking. Edwards, again, 51 points. Rock and roll. Rock and roll. The Denver game, oh boy. Statement 9, number one seed, da-da-da-da-da. It doesn't guarantee a number one seed, but most likely the winner of this game gets the number one seed. The Wolves would have would absolutely have the tiebreaker completely set and get the job done. I do believe the Wolves still have it, I think. But it doesn't. But the Nuggets now have a game lead, and they control their own destiny because of it, unfortunately. Jokic the Joker and all that cute stuff with 41 points, 7 assists, 3 steals in the game, 11 rebounds. Looked like Arvydas Sabonis, as he's wont to do. It just felt like we shot the ball, missed, didn't get the rebound, they scored. And then we made it. And then we shot the ball, missed, and then they scored. And then they missed, and they got their own offensive rebound. It just felt like they were winning the hustle points. And I know it's a back-to-back situation, so that's part of it, sure. But it also felt like we might not have won this game regardless. There's a pretty good chance we wouldn't have won the game regardless. They just kind of were quicker to the ball. And again, back-to-back will do that. But I don't know. I think a lot of these guys have enough energy and are able to get up for a Denver Nuggets team. It's definitely not easy playing in a back-to-back. It's not. But I thought I really think the Wolves should have been good enough to get the job done in this game. It's been a good matchup for us most of the way. Denver did not like playing us in the playoffs last year. Denver has not enjoyed playing us this year either. They just haven't yet. I don't know. I mean, Naz Reid, 6 of 19, is not going to get it done. Anthony Edwards, 9 of 18. He was okay, but again, not great down the stretch. Nobody was. Like, a lot of missed taking three-pointers. Maybe you should have been getting to the basket a little more, but Denver just kept taking advantage. Naz Reid missed all four of his shots. All four of his threes, pardon me. Jaden McDaniels, corner threes that, you just wish so much that something could have happened, but nothing did. You didn't get a lot of help from the bench either. You really didn't. Jordan McLaughlin didn't even attempt a shot. He got one assist in 10 minutes, 10 and a half minutes. Monte Morris, 2 of 4. It's okay. In 18 minutes, you wish you could get more from Nikhil Alexander-Walker. And Kyle Anderson's been pretty silent all week. Hasn't shot real well. He did get a couple blocks in the game. But generally speaking, Kyle Anderson, I want to knock my broken microphone over. Microphone stand, that's what's broken. It's annoying. I don't even know how the heck that happened. Doesn't make any damn sense. How does that break? It didn't fall. I don't get it. I don't know. It was a Gremlins or something. But no, generally speaking, an insanely frustrating game where it's like, the better team won. Screw you. I don't want to hear that crap. I don't. I don't want the Nuggets to be the better team. Screw the Denver Nuggets. Do you think I'm a fan of them? Hell to the no. I've never liked the Denver Nuggets much. You know, they've been a division rival forever, and they've been an annoyance. Jamal Murray is an annoyance. Wanted him on the Wolves, and he's been torturing us ever since. We didn't take him because we took Chris Dunn because we're outthinking ourselves. We're outthinking ourselves so much that we're shooting ourselves in the foot historically with moves like that. Though I do believe Tim Connelly would have taken Jamal Murray in that situation. At least I would hope. Who knows? It's over now. Michael Porter Jr., who I stupidly called Kevin Porter Jr. Yeah, that's a football player. It was annoying. And, of course, there's always some smart-ass, Kevin Porter's not in the NBA. Yeah, screw you. You know, I appreciate it, but it's like, I don't know. That's like the only response people give you is some smart-ass, like, one-liner. I don't know. I don't like that, but I don't think anybody does. It is what it is, though. It's like, you know who I meant. Michael Porter Jr. could drive you crazy. Ugh, he's annoying. Jamal Murray is annoying, that kind of thing. And then Jokic is like, what the hell? Does he ever freaking miss? 16 of 20? It was so irritating. Like, every mid-range shot he took went in. He was mediocre at the free throw line, which gave us some chances and some hope. But then we failed to execute, particularly in that fourth quarter, which was just garbage. It's the worst fourth quarter, in a while. Phoenix, we had a good fourth quarter just because it was garbage time, where all of our, the cleanup crew did a hell of a job. But at the same time, it's like preseason basketball, basically, is what that was at that stage. A very frustrating game that felt like the Wolves could have been in it, could have had a legitimate shot, especially early in that third quarter. It really felt good for a while that the Wolves had a shot at this thing. We were building a little bit of a lead, but the lead never really grew too much. It was like 5 points, 4 points, 3 points, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then away it went. And once Denver took the lead, that was kind of it. And it was just so bullcrap. We kept hanging in there, but then Denver went on their run midway through the fourth, approximately about, where like a 2-point lead goes to like a 10-point lead, so on and so forth. Kept missing shots, missing free throws. Gobert, 1 of 3 from the free throw line. I've seen worse, but I've sure as heck seen better. Like, crucial free throws you really need to stay in this game. And I don't know. Denver won all the hustle points. They made more than we did, so to speak. And that's all you need to know, basically. Denver ends up winning the game in insanely frustrating fashion for myself, as obviously host of the Timberwolves Explosion and, lifelong Wolves fan. I don't want to be a rube screaming and yelling and all that, but at the same time, games like this is where the rube comes out because you want it so much. Damn it, you want it, and you didn't get it. And it's bleeping frustrating. It really is. So, it's kind of feeling like losing to the Lakers back in the day with Shaq and Kobe. That same great season, 03-04. It's devastating. It's like, I want to get over the hump. I don't want to be the team that got there but didn't get the job done, and then 10, 15, 20 years later, you're still waiting for something, like generations later. It's like, come on. Story of a Minnesota sports fan, pretty much, for them. You know, it's sad. Minnesota Wild go to the Western Conference Final, never go back. Wolves went to the Western Conference Final, never went back. Twins' last ALCS appearance was 2002. Jeez, 2002. Vikings got to the NFC title game in 87, 98. The 2000, which was a joke, 41-0 lost there. 2009, see how, except for 98 to 2000, there were some long 9 to 10 year stretches in, you know, like waiting to get there, waiting to get back, and then you lose again, and you lose again. And of course, the 4 Super Bowls going way back into the 70s. So it's insanely frustrating. Only the Twins, of course, getting the job done in 87 and 91. Both 87 was pretty much a miracle, and it was unbelievable, and it was the greatest thing ever. 91 was a really, really good baseball team that barely squeezed past an Atlanta Braves team that kind of choked in a little way earlier in the game. They basically had the game won. Well, not won. They basically had a chance to take the lead, and the runner just stood there when he should have ran home. It was funny for us. It was great for us. Miracle. With that said, sorry, I'm going down rabbit holes here, but I'm hungry to win something. That's pretty much bottom line, and I'm sure a lot of you are as well. A lot of you aren't even old enough to remember 91. A lot of you might not be, some of you might not be old enough to remember the 98 Vikings. So it is what it is. With that said, thank you. Well, the show's not over. The Lone Wolf Award winner for this episode, it has to go to Anthony Edwards, but honorable mention to Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Great, great week for him as well. But Anthony Edwards with a 51 and getting the job done. But still, a 2-2 week, losing to the Suns and the Nuggets is not what I was hoping for. It really wasn't. Like, maybe you lose one of them, but both? Sucks. Luckily, at least we got past the Lakers, and that was a stem. But again, no LeBron and only one quarter of Anthony Davis. That definitely helped. I remember kept thinking, where's Anthony Davis? Where's Anthony Davis? Yeah, exactly. Where is Anthony Davis? Doing Anthony Davis things, if you know what I mean. Like, not playing, I guess, due to some injury. So at the end of the day, the Johnny Flynn Memorial is going to go to Kyle Anderson. Not a good week. We could have used his help, and he wasn't really a factor most of the week. I've seen worse. It's not like a huge steaming pile of crap version of the demerit, but it's still a demerit nonetheless. With that, we'll take a quick break, preview the upcoming two games, and we'll probably have a playoff preview next week. No doubt about that. And we are back here on Timberwolves Explosion, segment number two. Couple last games up and coming against the Atlanta Hawks and Denver Nuggets. Carl Anthony Towns returns. He will not be on the injury report. So, wonderful recovery for Carl Anthony Towns. We didn't have to wait halfway through the first round to get him back, and hope we don't run into some crazy matchup that could have devastating effects. Clint Capella rested, past tense. We'll see if he'll rest again. April the 11th. DeJounte Murray, quad. Don't tell that to the Twins when it comes to our friend Rice Lewis. I don't want to think about quads. DeJounte Murray, though, April the 10th. Wesley Matthews, huh? Hamstring, April the 10th. Carl Anthony Towns, well, they show him there, but he's ready to go. And Jalen Clark recovering from Achilles, obviously. It'd be nice to see him get some action, but I don't know. Achilles take forever to come back from. It's even longer than it used to be back in the day. Way back. So, August 18th. But the injury didn't happen on August 18th. That's when he was, like, officially with the Wolves and all that cute stuff and put on the injury report. Atlanta Hawks are fifth in the league in points. They have been torching teams off and on. Sixth in rebounds. And 17th in three-point percentage, 15th in assists, 16th in turnovers, 12th in assist to turnover ratio, 24th in blocks, and 13th in steals. Way back at the beginning of the season, this was a very disappointing loss in Atlanta. The Wolves have had terrible success in Atlanta forever, for over 30 years, basically. It's been insanely frustrating. I still remember a game where the Wolves were winning. Bill Blair was the coach, winning the whole game. And the next thing you know, everything falls apart really late. Mookie Blaylock's running out the clock, and the Wolves lose by a very narrow margin. That was disgusting. I still remember that way back, circa like 04-ish or so. Excuse me, 94. Yep. Yeah, right around the O.J. time. Yes, O.J. Simpson passed away yesterday. I believe it was prostate cancer. Pretty crazy and sad at the end of the day. And, of course, a very, very lots of history and conversation regarding that. Very interesting indeed. But we'll stay off of that for now. There will be conversation about that on a different podcast. But no, the 127-113 loss way back on Monday, October the 30th. A lot of us were seeing the Wolves as a major disappointment. Again, 1-2 record. And then we came back and beat the Nuggets, and then everything changed. We beat the Celtics. I mean, it was like, dang, this is impressive. Anthony Edwards did have 31, but DeJounte had 41. That'd be Murray, of course, who might be out with a quad. We'll see. Quads are pretty serious. Maybe they won't play him anymore this year. And there's all kind of weird conversation with him, I guess. I don't know. That's for a different show, I guess. I don't know. I don't need to get into that at the moment. Don't know what to say. But this should be a winnable game for the Minnesota Timberwolves. It will be in Target Center. I believe both of these games are in Target Center, right? Yeah, to wrap up the season. The Wolves will win at least 56 games this year and have an opportunity to win 57. It's a damn shame. You either beat the frickin' Suns last week and or the Nuggets this past week. We could have equaled the 58 wins we had back in 03-04, but this will be the second best season in terms of wins and losses in franchise history. Yeah, we're already there. Will it be the most successful season in playoff history? Hopefully. Timberwolves lost in 6 games to the Los Angeles Lakers in 03-04. The previous year, the Wolves had their best record in franchise history with 51 wins, got a 2-1 lead on the Lakers, and then lost the next 3 in North Stars fashion. That's how the North Stars lost the Cup Final in 91. Finals. Let's hopefully the Wolves can do something magical here and get to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. This team absolutely can do it. Now it's a matter of, going out and doing it. We do have Karl-Anthony Towns. Will he be ready to go? A nice tune-up here with Atlanta, maybe 20 minutes or something. I can't imagine he's going to play 35 in a game like this. I can't imagine that. But it's exciting to have him back. What a nice weapon he's going to be. Timberwolves should have a tiny bit of rest time, I believe, waiting for the, to wrap up the play-in tournament, to wrap up, particularly if we're a 1 or 2 seed. Still a chance at the 1, but unlikely if Denver collapses suddenly. But you got to win both of these games, including one against the Phoenix Suns. I am picking the Wolves to beat the Atlanta Hawks in this game. They have to. Karl-Anthony Towns is going to get 25 in his return. 25. I have a feeling he's going to have a really nice game. Hot shooting and all of that. He's been focusing on his shot, I'm sure. But he'll play less than 30 minutes and get 25. That's my guess and my projection. Timberwolves win, I think, comfortably, I'd like to believe. How has Atlanta done lately, anyway? They've lost 4 in a row. Yep, giving up 142 to Denver. So that must have been a while ago. What am I thinking about? It's a different matchup. It was the Clippers, not the Hawks. What the hell am I talking about? But Denver rose to them 142 to 110 on April the 6th. That's crazy. But the Wolves will beat the Hawks. Final score, 118 to 118 to 104. Wolves win fairly comfortably here. Yeah, comfortably. 14-point win. Karl-Anthony Towns with 25 in less than 30 minutes. Next game on. Should I look at the Hawks a tiny bit? I talked about the injuries. Trae Young, 26 points a game. Clint Capella, 10 rebounds. Will he play? I don't know. 10, almost 11 assists for Trae Young, 3-point percentage, 37%. But, we could get off of this, too. Clint Capella's a guy I wanted a lot, but obviously he's more on the expensive side. He would have been cheaper than Rudy Gobert via trade and contract, but Rudy Gobert is an elite player, obviously. So it's crazy to think the Wolves have the best three-point percentage in all of basketball, don't we? We're number one in the league. Doesn't feel like it with all those missed threes, like, you know, Jaden McDaniels, and some nights Anthony Edwards just stinks from outside, but then the next night is spectacular. So, excuse me, choking to death here. Frickin' Suns, one more frickin' time. And hope they don't frickin' sweep us. Hope the Hawks don't sweep us either. April 14th, happy 34th birthday to my long-lost cat, Chloe the cat, who passed away on April 2nd, 2007. So this would have been her 34th birthday. That's a that's an old cat, right? That kind of thing just doesn't happen. Damian Lee, knee, October the 1st. That's your injury report for Los Spurs or whatever the hell they are. 10th in points, 8th in rebounds, 5th in field goal percentage. I'm mentioning that because it's a really high number. Almost 50%, and it sure felt like it, didn't it, when they played us. 5th in three-point percentage, 11th in assists, 25th in turnovers. They do have a mess. Booker can be a mess, and he was in that game. 24th in assist-to-turnover ratio, but 5th in blocks and 17th in steals. The Suns lead the season series in a pretty ugly fashion. 133-115 loss November the 15th, Wednesday. Friday, April 5th, I just reviewed it. Lost by 10, but pretty much we're down by way more. It's just crazy to think that the cleanup crew got us to 87 points. I mean, we were sucking hard the whole game. Sucking. Until, like, the cleanup crew had some fun out there, basically, in preseason basketball style. The Phoenix Suns are 3-2 in their last five. Crushing Cleveland, which is pretty impressive, actually. 122-101. Minnesota, 97-87. Screw you. Lemon and the tomato juice, New Orleans. I had to make a lot of noise. Sorry, so you could hear me sipping it. I don't like to do that. You're not real life. That's rude, actually. Clippers, 105-92. So they must have came back in the game. They were getting crushed. And then they beat the Clippers the next night. Woohoo. Screw you. Woohoo. Screw you, Phoenix. I hate the Suns now. Hopefully the Wolves can salvage the season series with a win. I'd like to believe they can. This is probably the toughest matchup in the entire playoff picture in the entire Western Conference for the Minnesota Timberwolves, regardless if it's the first round, the second round, the Western Conference Final, or whatever. Well, first, second round, Western Conference Final. We may run into these guys along the way. In fact, there's a pretty good chance that will happen one way or another. The Los Angeles Clippers, have they clinched the division? Yes, they have. So Phoenix will be on the road, most likely in the postseason. I would have to think so. Dang it. I'd like to have like this loaded up a little better, but I don't because I suck. I'm switching over from the Suns to the overall playoff picture here. Phoenix at the moment, they're in the play-in. Hard to believe. So they're technically the seventh seed. And if we're the second seed and Phoenix is the seventh, ooh. Yeah, everything will be fine, guys. Yeah. Go Lakers. Lakers are 10th. So go Lakers, knock the Suns out. Wouldn't that be crazy if the Suns got knocked out? But they could. They could get knocked out. Look at the four teams that are being in the play-in tournament. If Nollins, yeah, and then New Orleans is the other really tough team. Phil Mackey did rankings on, Flagrant Howells. He did rankings of, like, the toughest opponents possible. The Kings were the weakest. The Clippers were the second. Because we just play well against them. It's a good matchup. Phoenix was number one. Denver number two. I think he had He had New Orleans number three. I can understand that, yeah. Oklahoma four. Dallas five. Yep. So, yep. I think the Wolves would beat Dallas in a seven-game series. Especially with home court. I think the Wolves would beat them. Gosh, they almost all have 50 wins. That's crazy. Sacramento... yes, definitely we beat them. Warriors, we definitely beat them. Yeah, we definitely would beat the Warriors. The Lakers would be dangerous, definitely. A healthy Laker team, I'm not comfortable with the Lakers, even with home court. I think the Wolves would win because of home court, but it would be really tough. Phoenix is going to be a tough one, let me tell you. So, are the Wolves going to win this Phoenix game at the end of the year? I hope so. Phoenix definitely has something to play for. They'd probably like to get to the sixth seed. Take on the Oklahoma City Thunder and prepare to possibly upset the Thunder in the first round, or us, if we're the number three seed and they're number six. But either way, there's a pretty good chance the Wolves may have a very tough first round matchup with Phoenix or New Orleans. And that really sucks. That really sucks. I'd rather take on the Golden State Warriors or the Kings, possibly, with the eighth seed. Right now, the Kings are technically eighth. Golden State and the Lakers are all kind of, it's a log jam there with 8, 9, and 10. So, was it Phoenix will play the Lakers? So, you absolutely want the Lakers to win if that's the matchup, or the Warriors. But I'd actually cheer for the Warriors in a game. I'd actually cheer for the Golden State Warriors in a basketball game for the first time since over a decade. And I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. I'd actually be cheering for the Golden State Warriors in a game if, say, they are matching up in the play-in tournament. Go. I can't say it. It's sacrilegious for me. I can't do it. If it's against Phoenix, though, I think so. It's a tough matchup. I'm going to step out in faith and believe the Timberwolves will win 57 games. We're going to salvage the season series with a weird back-and-forth, ugly 105-104 victory over the Phoenix Suns. Anthony Edwards with 35 in a close one. Very close game, but the Wolves escape Target Center with 57 wins on the season, in my humble opinion. And at least the number two seed. And then after that, we'll talk about that next week, because it's playoffs next week in the conversation. What the hell? Did Russell Westbrook just shoot a basketball over the backboard when he was close to the basket? I can't even believe that. Shaq and a fool. I love this stuff. I love Shaq and a fool type stuff. Oh my gosh, what's going on? What was that? The Bulls. Who's not? Craig? And then it's like two guys, Craig and Drummond, going for the ball at the same time when you put the ball off the backboard for one of those highlight type of dunks. Craig and Drummond. That's pretty funny. Yep, Shaqton moments. That is funny, man. That's funny. Bleacher Report, this pick belongs in the Hall of Fame. Sorry, that's a fun distraction, though, because it's basketball related. So let's have a little fun once in a while. Celtics will have home court advantage throughout the entire playoffs, there's no doubt. 62 wins. They might win 70. No, they can't. They can win up to 64 games. 64, and they have lost two in a row. What's going on, Boston? What's going on? New York Knicks are knocking on the door, aren't they? Those sons of guns. Milwaukee is number two despite a certain coach not being that good. I wish the Knicks would catch him, man. Go Knicks. Beat the Bucks. Go Knicks. Go New York Knicks. New York. I would love to see the New York Knicks make a nice playoff run this year. That'd be great. Indiana, dangerous team. Philadelphia, yeah. But we'll save this mostly for next week's show. I better get off it. But the Wolves will finish with 57 wins on the season. We're going to take a quick break and come back for a little bit of fan interaction. Are you looking for a really nice Timberwolves-related Facebook page out there with cool fans and a wonderful host? Well, look no further than Wolfpack from Flip to Finch, hosted by Scott Doherty. He does a great job. Scott Doherty's an awesome guy. And the fan base on there, obviously passionate about the Wolves, but also respectful of other people's opinions regarding the team. Check out the page. It's awesome. Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. Back here on Timberwolves Explosione. There's at TWolvesEX, at TWolvesEX, and I did create a new account. Here he is. Cool, Benzo. Cool. I'm glad he was able to jump in there. That was nice. Awesome to see. yes, Showtime and TWolves. I had to create a new account for similar reasons with Wolves Explosion. The Twitter hated me back around 2020, I don't know, whatever. At Showtime Wolves, at Showtime Wolves is the account if you want to follow that. Showtime and T-Wolves, we could hear a little Lakers and Wolves of myself and Vince Germano. We'll have some fun, possibly again, one of these days. Especially, I wouldn't be surprised, especially if we match up in the playoffs. We've probably got to do at least one, maybe two shows. We'll see. Again, no guarantee because timing is really tough. It's international, so no guarantee, but It could be a lot of fun. So there it is. Should I put it in the note? I might put it in the show notes. Why not? I think I will. Yeah. Yep. Just for at least this episode and maybe future. What the hell? Tanae Brown. Okay. So I got to tell you about who retweeted and such. The most recent episode, Tanae and Levi out of New Zealand, Vinrock, Vince Germano out of Australia, retweeted the most recent show. And Vince Germano is the Showtime side of Showtime T-Wolves. I'm the T-Wolves side, of course. And, it does have a L.A. noir kind of vibe to it. At least I want it to. Like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, you know, that kind of thing. Why not, you know? When I think of L.A., I think of, like, the 40s and the 80s, you know? It's kind of like a combination of the 40s and 80s when you think of Who Framed Roger Rabbit. So, I mean, yeah, L.A. noir. And then, of course, you know, Magic Kareem era. That's what Showtime was. But even if it's modern days and we're talking about the modern team. But, oh, I'm sure we're going to reminisce a lot. I remember we used to have, like, retro players. I think we'd do that again if we do the show. I should even have Retro Wolves on this show sometime, too, because there's a lot of guys to name. You can go on forever and talk about a certain player. Maybe I do that in, like, summer episodes if I record more often in the summer, which I've been very, you know, I don't record a whole lot of podcasts in the summer because, you know, during the off season I get busy and such. But maybe I could throw in some shorties where I talk about Doug West. I talk about, you know, Thurl Bailey, guys like that back in the good old days. And Showtime, you could talk about a million guys from Elgin Baylor to, you know, Kentavious Caldwell Pope. You could. Who's on the freaking Nuggets now? But anyhow, let's go. Yep, Vince, Tanae Brown was saying, can't wait for this one. That was, of course, the release of Showtime and T-Wolves. Yep. Episode 16, ending a 9-year hiatus, ? I responded with saying, give it a follow. Yep, that would be the new Twitter account. I wasn't even going to do that. I thought I was going to get the other one going. It's just never going to happen. Hell with it. Tanae Brown says, can't believe how much has changed for both franchises since the last upload. Hopefully you and Vinrock44 can find time to team up if the Wolves and Lakers face off in the playoffs. That would be great. Vince Germano says, would love to. We'll see. And I was responding with, that would be spectacular. Hopefully we'll be able to get something together at some point. I asked Tanae what he thought of the show, but it was mostly that. Yep, like, he can't believe how both franchises have changed. Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of stuff has happened. And it's funny how that year we had the number one and number two pick in the draft. And we're leading into that episode. The story, partially, of what happened, how we kind of fell into hiatus and dormancy with the show, is at the time I was living in Golden Valley. I was going to get married. I was going to be moving to Brooklyn Park. We were about to record a show. And Vince had something come up, I believe. Just something come up, so we couldn't record that day. I forget what it was. And then I was like, oh, it's going to be a while till the next episode, because moving and getting married and all that, it's going to be kind of wild and crazy for a while. I think we were going to record in, I forget, it might have been July-ish, because I moved around, got married and moved in August-ish. Early August. So, it was something, I think we were going to record something in July, talking about the draft, you know, our acquisitions and free agency. Something came up, and I was like, oh, it's probably going to be a while, maybe late August, September-ish, or something, you know, and everything kind of calms down a bit. And then he's like, okay, you know, it is what it is. And then kind of never got back to it again. But obviously I've been great, great friends ever since, of course. So nothing, you know, nothing like some crazy stuff that happens with certain shows where people, like, you know, don't like each other anymore or something. No, nothing like that. I've had friendships get damaged a bit. With other co-hosts in the past. And then, of course, the other one passed away on me, Neil Nate Dog Thiesing, for Brave the Wild. So, yeah. I've had other people, like, you know, maybe they were, like, going to be an occasional guest or something, and then it was, like, 3 or 4 times in a row they'd magically not be able to do it, and then I'd get frustrated. So, we'll move on from that. It's nothing to do with, definitely Vince was spectacular the whole time. He was the best, most reliable person I've ever done shows with. Dead serious. Like, there's no question about that. I think Derek would be good like that, too, for Brave the Wild. But, you know, I mean, I didn't want to commit to, like, a permanent co-host on Thursday mornings. It's tough doing Brave the Wild. So, why am I going into all this other stuff? Sorry. Tanae Brown says, imagine putting your players through the circus in the midst of one of the best scenes of franchise history. What a clown show. Yes. So, yep, I saved this for now. It was Wolves owner Glenn Taylor says he believed moves by Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry would jeopardize team's chances. Woj. Yeah, so it's stupid. And he also, oh yeah, he, the Taylor side of things has been kind of, you know, interacting with Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, of course, Woj bomb himself, that Mark Lowry and A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, wanted to lower the payroll to avoid the luxury tax and this and that. And I don't know. I think that's just PR. Or, you know, I think that's just kind of like a smear, kind of putting it out there to try to damage their reputation and say, well, see, like, I'm the better owner anyway, you know. I'm the better owner anyway. So they would have gotten cheap and made players leave. Yeah, sure you would have. I don't know. If it wasn't for A-Rod and Mark Lowry, Tim Connelly would not be the president of basketball operations for the Timberwolves. So, Tim Connelly did not draft Anthony Edwards, but he did some other wonderful things that helped put this team where it is today. I'm very happy to have Tim Connelly. There's even some weird rumors of possibly Tim Connelly leaving. We heard about that even last year as well. I don't think so. I would hope he's not going to up and leave on us because of the ownership situation, but I guess you never know. That would really suck if that was true. That'd be stupid. Here we go into the main part of fan interaction. Not that that wasn't the main part already. Again, at TWolvesDX, Tanae Brown says, I really hope we don't come up against the Suns in the playoffs. When was the last time the Wolves won in Phoenix? Feels like it never happens. They can definitely steal one in Minnesota, too. That's a good question. I want to see Timberwolves versus Suns all-time series. Record. Okay. No, not the Lakers. What the? I didn't even put anything. That was really stupid. All-time series. Oh, that helps. Boy, that really helps. Just show the damn... Okay, here it is. Land of Basketball. Oh, I think I remember seeing Phoenix is 82-44 versus the Wolves. And of course, again, that's going back into the old days when they used to beat us pretty bad. What the heck? So, what the heck? It's going... Okay, I'm not paying attention. Timberwolves won in Minnesota January 13th. That's the last win in the series at all. January 13th last year. Suns have won... oh, my God. Whew. So, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a row. Then the Wolves won. And then 7, 8, 9. So, 9-1 and 10. I love the last 10 games versus the Suns and Wolves. So, yep, the Wolves won on January 13th, 121-116. And then the Wolves won, yeah, really close games here. 2021, wow, March 18th. And Timberwolves had won two in a row. Oh, it even shows the streak, sorry. And the Timberwolves actually beat the Suns pretty good in Target Center. Oh, I think the Wolves won in Phoenix. Okay, let me see. Yeah. Versus, that's in Phoenix. So we won in 2019. That's not the last one. 118-91. I think that was a crappy Suns team, if I remember correctly. But still, you won. Good job. And the Wolves matched up decently with them for a little while there. Looks like the last win in Phoenix was that March 18th, 2021. We won in Phoenix. Yep. Phoenix Suns versus, not at. So, yes, that's the last time we won in Phoenix in 2021 and also in 2019. They swept us in that short year, 1920. Swept us, yeah. A couple close ones and so on and so forth. And then 2017, so that's like three wins in Phoenix since 2017. Cool. The Wolves actually had won four in a row at one point, which is funny. That was the Jimmy Butler era. So, yeah, but the all-time season series dating back to, you know, way back, like Tom Chambers and later on Charles Barkley and stuff. So the Suns of Jeff have generally been better than the Wolves most of the way. But not the entire way, thankfully. Great question tonight. You got me thinking and wondering. So, 2021, apparently. March 18th, 2021 was the last win in Phoenix. Phoenix, Ohio. No, Phoenix, Arizona. Random hoops. That would be Reese Pedretti coming out of Brisbane, Australia. Have to be honest, Joey. I have not been watching anywhere near enough of hoops, especially the Wolves. Very keen for the playoffs to watch a lot more. And, yep, I understand. I can imagine the Warriors haven't been so good. And... Reese is a busy guy, has a lot of things going on, so yeah, obviously wishing him the best, and you know, obviously, yeah, he has some things going on, so obviously wishing him the best with all of that, and busy guy, and totally understand if maybe you're having a hard time keeping up, but hopefully the postseason is fun like last year. It was actually, the first couple rounds were actually better than the NHL, which a lot of times the Stanley Cup playoffs end up being a lot better than the NBA, particularly the first two rounds, because it's like NBA, it's like sweep, 4-1, you know, crappy like series where they're very lopsided. And I was hoping, you know, with Reese Pedretti there, Pumpa, that we don't have a lot of those lopsided series. We have some close ones, except maybe the ones the Wolves play versus, yeah, let's sweep the Suns. Wouldn't that be cool? I'd love that. But yeah, hoping for some good solid series coming up, rather than just, you know, 30-point wins and stuff. That's so boring. Levi Brown, out of New Zealand, says would have been great to cap off the regular season with the number one seed. But in saying that, none of the teams in the playoffs play-ins are pushovers. So I'm just hoping for playoff success. Yeah, exactly. That is paramount. Throughout all of this is general success, regardless if we're number one, number two, or even number three, God forbid. Still is the second best season in franchise history. I think the highest the Wolves were outside of the number one seed, where we were the number four over the Lakers. We had home court advantage versus the Lakers. Yay. Very exciting. I remember I was thinking, we finally have home court advantage in a series, and it was against them. It was like, oh, that really helps. They were the defending champion, and I think they won again that year, if I remember correctly. Yeah, that was when they got their three-peat, and I believe beat the Nets, 0-1-0-2. That was when the Wolves had Rod Strickland. That was a fun team. But, yeah, ultimately the Wolves did not get past the Lakers even that year. It's ridiculous. Benzo, out of the Bronx, a career night. Yep, this would be, I believe this is Anthony Edwards with the just kind of general speaking. A career night, a returning star. Yep, career night for Anthony Edwards, a returning star in Karl-Anthony Towns. And we still have a chance at number one, running high. Yep, we still do have a chance. It's less likely now because losing to Denver, that sucks. But still have a shot at it. So just win the last two games and hope for the best. It would be great if we could beat the Phoenix Suns. That would guarantee a number two seed and maybe a shot at number one. But it would guarantee the number two seed for the Timberwolves. So there you go. With that said, I want to thank all of you so much for listening to the show. Those of you that share it and retweet it and such, repost it, I really appreciate you. God bless you so much. Anybody willing to do that in the future, thank you in advance. It just means a lot. It helps the show grow. As believe it or not, this show needs to grow. It's been stagnant for a while, honestly. I still enjoy doing it, but obviously it's been a bit stagnant, probably because of lots of other shows. Maybe I say things that not everybody likes. You know, I'm not as Homeristic, and I'm maybe not. Maybe I don't see the world the way a lot of people do. That's just the reality of life. So I really appreciate those of you that have stuck around for so long, and maybe some newcomers that don't mind the vibes I bring to the show. So with that said, again, if you could put a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other app that would allow you to do so, I'd appreciate it so much. It helps in the algorithms to make this show more available to anybody out there. It makes the show more visible, basically. And in the podcasting world, being visible is what it's all about. It's like the little tiny plant trying to reach up and grab that sunlight amongst all the trees and the weeds and the, you know, I call it the weeds and the redwoods. You know, the redwoods would be like, you know, Flagrant Howells, you know, Shams and guys like that, you know, was it Dane, you know, people like that. Yeah, those are the redwoods. The weeds would be like other local shows that, you know, wouldn't give me the time of day, even if I was trying to be nice to them, and I've been around way before them, but the weeds come in and try to sprout past you and choke you out, which has happened off and on over the course of time. Luckily, I've never been choked out. At least I hope not. With that said, thank you again so much for listening. Love all of you so much. Thank you. And we will be back next week to talk about the postseason. Of course, again, the lawn cleanups are starting very soon, but I will do my absolute best to keep up with the postseason from here on going forward. Go Timberwolves. Let's do this.